Trash Planet contains themes of desperation and poverty. We portray a comedic, absurd, and violent world. For a full list of content warnings, please see the episode description.
Podcasting live from Ronald Reagan's grave. It smells like piss, but we don't know why. There's no way to prove it was us. Broadcasting live from Ronald Reagan's grave. It is Trash Planet, the podcast that beats ass and smiles back. I'm still your host, Rabbit Sullivan. My pronouns are he, him, and she, her. And with me today are four of Cincinnati's sick, nastiest improvisers. Everyone please say your name, your pronouns, and your vibe today. For instance, my vibe is like, imagine if you fucked up a joke, but if you do it again, it'll kill the momentum. And so you're like, we're rolling with it. We're rowdy with it. We're letting it rip. We're letting it bark. Okay? That's the vibe. No one's allowed to complain about it. That's my vibe.
Oh, hi. That was such a good bit. I just wanted to let you get finished talking. Hi, I'm Maddie Cantrell, she, they, and I, today I feel like... I feel like a rubber band that's like super, super taut, you know? I have lots of potential, but I could also hurt you.
Ooh. Hi, I'm Nihar, he, him. And my vibe today, I think, is, you know, the like a thick laminated paper that goes woo 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 when you take it? Like, that's how I'm feeling.
So good. Awesome. So good.
Yes.
We all like your vibe, Nihar.
Hi, I'm Devin, he, him. My vibe today is that glow after, one spends months and months, maybe multiple summers trying to get a fence permit. And finally went to the Zoning Board of Appeals and stated his case and won at civics.
You know,
that's my vibe. That vibe we all know.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. I saw you from across the way and I thought, wow, he's really got that post Board of Appeals glow.
But there's a little bit in the back because there's still a 30-day period where anyone can go and to civil court and stop me from getting offense.
Listeners,
I mean someone, not me, but someone.
Listeners, write in if you don't want to have offense.
That is the vibe that everyone knows, everyone has experienced at some point in their life. That I am feeling today.
I can relate to that. Thank you. It's relatable.
Hi, I'm Natalie. My pronouns are she, they. And today my vibe is the very specific sleepy expression when a pet has been in a really deep sleep and then is abruptly woken by a loud noise.
Oh my God. I'm a huge fan.
I'm not tired.
No. Natalie's never been tired. It's never happened to her. And in any case, you can find us all on socials. At Hypergallant, in general. We would like to give special thanks to The Drin, The Serfs, Crime of Passing, and Perverts Again for their music. Now let us set our sights on the landfill at the edge of the universe. Last we left off, we had done some chillin', and now we're ready to jump back into the breach. So we hear wind howling over these jagged edges of trash. We see sun rising right up at the edges. It is burning red. There's glitter in the air. This is the glitter weather condition, which means that there are nanites that are blowing in the wind, and they're so small you can't quite see them. They're microscopic, of course, but every so often you just get this little glint out in the distance. And it's really beautiful, and it doesn't hurt you, except that they lodge in your lungs, and then you die from it probably pretty young. So that's glitter. That's what's happening today. Red sun, hot. We're baking. Endless sweat drips down your forehead. You are out in the wastes. You are looking for your uncle Reddy. How are you doing today?
I hate glitter. So I'm not in a good state. And, you know, I want to make sure my uncle's all right. So my head is kind of all focused on that. I can't see. I'm just like going through memories, you know, like a memory Rolodex.
Yeah. What, do you have a strategy? Did you take out a skimmer? Are you on foot or what are you doing?
Well, the skimmer technically belongs to Lottie, so I might have requested it, but it was denied. She had to make some deliveries, and so she needed it.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
So Inla's just going to be going out and just on foot just to try to get touch base with one of the weatherman stations so that she can see what's going on. I would want to make sure to look for some clues as to where Reddy might have gone. So I might call in my friend Volpertinger because they are really good at looking for clues, and I haven't seen them in a long time, so it's a chance for us to kind of catch up a little bit.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so this is a Roven?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
like hell a childhood yeah. friend.
Ooh. So I think, we see Enla kind of beeping out Morse code on Petra's radio rig. She is, like, super happy that you used that, actually. Like, she takes a long time to explain it to you, and then do you know Morse code, or does Petra have to do it?
Oh, no, Rovens use Morse code. Like, oh, we use the radio to talk to each other.
So, you're so fucking fast. Like, you're like peak World War II. Like, it's incredible. And you would get a pretty quick reply, not from Volpertinger, but from the Mouthtown radio tower. That message has been relayed. Volpertinger will meet you south of the city. So you just have that moment of like, hell yeah, like my fucking people, they're doing cool shit. You see the sun glinting off the glitter, little microscopic particles in the sky. You've probably got little kind of mask on, right? I know you don't need it, but you got glitter in the air.
I just have fabric kind of just over just to kind of help.
Cool bandana. Looking good. Good silhouette. The visual art team is like, ooh, another accessory. Finally, south of the city, you're perched, you're waiting, and you see a shape you haven't seen in a long time. Fucked up shape, kind of scary, kind of weird to look at. This shape looks like a huge dark mass traveling towards you at a slow speed. Big limbs moving towards you inexorably. Across the trash, teetering with perfect balance, up and down, animalistic in movement. And as this figure draws closer, we see that this is a human person on four stilts, absolutely covered in mosquito netting. Just a huge, smoky, drapey, bunch of fabric, big backpack on, and so mosquito netting, backpack, G-string. Nothing else. Also stilts. The stilts are, like, clamped onto their arms and stuff. And we see on this person a rabbit mask. It covers about from the nose up, big old rabbit ears sticking up. The overall effect is as if they are an immense creature just scuttling around in the jungle. The jungle of Trash Planet. And this figure looks up and waves one big stilt at you. It is Volpertinger. They're here!
Volpy!
And la! And then you get to watch the disassembly process, which is long and arcane, removing stilts, clonking onto the ground.
Volpy, it's been so long!
Huge embrace, sweeps you up bridal style, swings you around, puts you back down. Yeah.
I miss you.
Enla, I miss you dearly. Mwah! Mwah! Kisses the air on both sides of your head. That's not a Roven thing, also. That's just kind of a Volpertinger thing. I am so happy to see you. Very sad circumstance. How are you?
I'm wrestling with it. I'm hoping to find maybe some clues about where Uncle Reddy might have gone.
Yes, you are. You look slow. We look on foot. I assume.
Ideally, yes.
Do you want? I should take you on my back.
Oh, that sounds great. Like old times.
Weird laugh. The weird laugh continues over a montage of putting the stilts back on. It takes a long time. Volpertinger is many things. They are not a convenient person to hang out with. And so then we cut forward to, are you riding Volpertinger like a horse, or are you sitting cross-legged, or, you know? Tell me.
Do they have a saddle?
Like... No, it's just you on top of a backpack, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, then I guess I'm riding him like a horse. That'd be the safest.
For the mental picture at home, Volpertinger is essentially on all fours, except the fours are stilts. And then they have a backpack on. And then Enla is on the backpack. So, really convenient. Everyone's having a really good time. This is Bumpy. It is slow. Vulpertinger has the ab strength of every god. You have never seen abs like these. Unbelievable. They're sucking down a glow stick. Like, it's just sort of like hanging out of one corner of their mouth. And so you're kind of chatting as you're picking through the waste, moving real slow. You are looking in nooks and you're looking in crannies and you're just talking.
Yeah. How have things been, Vulpy?
Oh, you know, it's very, very difficult time in the, my partners, two of them are fighting.
Oh no, they're fighting again?
Yes, yes.
Oh Lord.
Oh, you don't know these ones, this is different.
Oh, different ones, oh, okay. Yes. I forgot how fast you get around, Vulpy.
What does this mean?
Nothing, Vulpy, it's fine.
And you are in love?
No, Vulpertinger, no. Definitely not in love. I'm dealing with some stuff right now, honestly. It's been really hard. Well, I kind of killed somebody.
Stop. You see Vulpertinger try to, like, wrench one arm backwards, and you're like, what? And then they're going, high five! The stilt is swinging around at your side, like, as if you're supposed to high five it.
Inla just kind of, like, taps it.
You nearly lose your balance. It's, yeah. You know, this also shifts the balance. Vulpertinger's like, like, both of you kind of careen over. Elias.
I don't feel very good about it.
No?
No. Oh, I kind of lost control. I felt...
Animalistic.
Yeah.
Animalistic. Well, when you that say is it... the name of my new puppet show.
Oh, tell me about your puppet show.
Concerns murder.
Oh.
Concerns death.
I may have to pass on that.
No, it's for you. Death is part of life. Yes. Death is better than life because the next world will be better. Yes? Ah, you visit a kindness upon this person, I assume.
I don't know if stabbing them was kind. How is the puppetry going, Vulpy?
Oh, they are tall.
Naturally.
Tall puppet, difficult to manage, but not too much for me.
Of course, you're a master puppeteer.
That is true. It's amazing the way the city softens you. Yes, I mean, oh, you have pets, you have, oh, you live in city, you are so cozy, it's so nice. That is good to see that you are so safe.
I mean, I love living in the city, yeah. It's nice to have some consistency.
Yes.
Everybody's been so welcoming, and I don't know.
We smash back to everyone who's ever looked at your art exhibit. Just an endless montage of people being like, let me go!
I do love that in juxtaposition. Because, like, that, what does that mean about the Romans? Yeah. Everybody's been really friendly, and, like, I have so many people appreciate my artwork.
Yes, it's, you know, you have time for frivolous... You know, this is not like the life or death, the art that we make, you know, when we are life or death, we are the lifeblood of the universe singing through. You know, you have time for nice art, you know, that's...
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. It's just, I feel like when art is there and no one sees it, is it really art?
You are sure you don't want to be on Puppet Show? I think you have a lot to add to my Puppet Show.
Let me know the dates. We'll maybe figure it out.
And the camera pulls out on a big, weird bug, just sort of slowly wandering through the wastes, not finding Enla's uncle. You're covered in glitter. I think that these nanites, like, every so often, if you, like, rub your skin, it'll scratch you. Like, you know, like, there's just, like, weird shit with them, but they're microscopic, and so it's just really freaky being like, ugh, they're on you, you know? So... That's Endless Day. We cut to Connie. Beautiful morning. Back in time. It's not beautiful. It's red. It's hot. It's glitter. Feels bad. You walk outside of the Scream and Slice to see a man in a Contigo uniform strung up by one foot in a simple snare trap. He is screaming. This is Mark. This is that guy that you, like, talked to the other day.
I thought you were supposed to be a security
what
guy.
The...
Can't you?
Connie!
Yes, Mark. Are you hungover again?
No!
How did you get caught in such an obvious trap?
I just came here to pass on... Okay. You didn't show up at amateur tickball, and you said you would. And that hurts my feelings.
I'm sorry, Mark. I was a little bit busy. It slipped my mind.
Oh, what slipped your mind? Well, I have been slipped away
Can you cut me down?
Yes, yes. I'm sure there's a spot that the snare is connected to closer to the ground.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, I cut it and try to lower him slowly. I don't want him to just free fall.
Incredible. As he's coming down, he's like, yeah, we could really use someone. We are missing, you know, a lot of the guys are just, they're here to drink. And like, I don't, it's fine if you drink, you know, but like, keep it out of the league, you know? Like, this is like serious shit. I mean, it's amateur, but you know, it's, and it's like, I was counting on you and like, whatever, it's fine. I'm supposed to pass a message.
Yeah, let me see that.
Oh yeah, you can read, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In universe, not everybody here can read. Yeah, Connie has a unique upbringing, so.
I was raised in a temple that values education, so.
Incredible. He hands you a piece of paper, printed, already crazy, wasting a resource like that.
Lottie, come hear this.
Lottie puts down what she's doing in the kitchen and goes to check out.
Okay. We have a message. It says, Miss Lottie, our VIP travel plans have changed, which of course changes the timeline for our delivery. Please deliver a jailbird to the Tender Mercy 4 days from today. An intact adult with feathers and beak is preferred. We will handle the butchery in-house. We do not accept meat containing buckshot, debris of any kind. Regards, Shretha Vedis.
Yeah, I thought we'd have more time for that.
We'll figure it out.
Mark is still standing there, and he's like, and so you will be there, because that's 4 days from now, so, you know, we have another meeting tomorrow.
And a tickball meeting?
Yes, it's tickball, Connie.
Connie, you're on a team?
No, no.
Yes, he is.
Connie, I'm so excited for you.
It's amateur tickball, and I'm...
Did someone say tickball?
Tank loads in, like, a PowerPoint presentation.
Did someone say tickball? My eyes grow wide in horror and panic. Yes, I've joined an amateur tickball association. It seems like it'd be fun. Just let's not worry about that right now, please.
Are you coming for my job?
No, I have no interest.
Then why are you playing tickball? Tickball's my thing.
It's
like my whole thing, Connie. It's my whole thing.
I just want to be closer to you and understand what, you know, your side of things.
I'm watching you, Connie.
Mark turns to you, Tank, and is like, oh shit, you play tickball?
Oh yeah, I'm on the fuzz. Don't you recognize me?
Again, cannot stress enough, practice teams has never been in a game. Mark looks at you and is like, no, but dude, you should come by. We're on like, you know, every 3 days we have a meeting. Yeah, we'd love to have you.
I can't play for another team, Mark.
But you can coach another team.
Interesting.
Tank evaporates like a PowerPoint transition. Amazing. Mark makes pointed eye contact with you, Connie. And it's like, okay, so my job's done. So we know, and we know where you're going to be.
Yes, yes. I'll make it a point to be there this time.
You should bring a friend. We really need people on my tickball team. He's like walking backwards. He's like saying this as he's leaving.
Sure, Mark. And look out, there's another snare.
I love how rec sports teams have the same exact problem as like a tabletop game that you're trying to get people to show up to on a consistent basis. That is for sure something that happens.
Yes, yes. I just like the idea of amateur tickball in general, because tickball is so violent. Like the idea of being like, and I'll work my office job and then I'll play tickball. It's like, yeah. Tank, what are you up to today? It is a hot, glittery day. Honestly, the team doesn't tend to play when there's glitter in the air like this. Like you can be indoors and whatever, mm-hmm. but they're not going to be on the main field.
I think I'm just in the Screaming Slice. I've got like the back of like a paper placemat that you would see at a Fazoli's.
Shout out Fazoli's, corporate sponsor. You'll live forever. Fun fact about Fazoli's. One time my friend as a child went to Fazoli's and went to get a shaker of the mozzarella and he shook it and it was only ants.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's disgusting. My only memory of a Fazoli's when I was younger, we went and there was a magician there who also did balloon animals. And my first and only experience with Fazoli's as a child was you go there and magic happens.
Hey, wait, what the fuck? Because I have been to a Fazoli's with a magician there as well. Like, is this a regular thing they do? I don't know.
I will say confidently, I went to Fazoli's almost every single Sunday after church growing up, and for like a good 6 or 7 years, and I have never seen this before.
Oh. It's just a bunch of experts. That's what happens at Fazoli's. It's either ants or magic.
In my defense, I think there was like a private birthday party, and the magician was like he was going outside the party a little bit too.
Mine was straight up a performance.
Well, this is all getting cut.
No, this stays in. Can you imagine as a child going to a restaurant that you had never been to with mid-food?
Yeah, very mid-food.
But there's a magician. I wanted to go back every single day.
Formative stuff. That's powerful.
Never did. Only ever been to Fazoli's once.
That memory is sacred now. You can't change it. Yeah.
There's a 100% hit rate on me going to Fazoli's and there being a magician. So
I don't recommend going back. It'll be a disappointment.
God, okay. Anyway, you were playing with a playmat, like Fazoli's.
Yes. After that deep intellectual conversation that we just had, I'm making some plans. Ooh. Yeah, I'm getting ready to present something to the team.
Oh, shit.
I'm working real hard on it. It's in crayon.
Is this like a football diagram? It's like X's and shit?
It's X's and O's. Yeah. Okay. And just like crude geometric shapes for buildings and stick figures.
Is it good? Like, this is a sincere...
It's a sincere effort, but it is not good.
Excellent. So, it's the day. It's your boy's fucking around. It's Petra doing shit in the kitchen. She is clanking around. It's because it's the morning. She's trying to keep up for Halberd, who is not here right now. And I don't know, if y'all ever worked food service, whenever your manager goes out of town, it's like the status effect of like, the restaurant is careening down, but we're going to hold on. It's just, we're really hoping that it doesn't fully crash before they get back. Yeah.
Everyone just like hunkers down and gets through it.
So, yeah, and it's just, everything is slowly getting worse. So that's what's happening at the Scream and Slice. You remember that Shahadi asked you to rough up Jim Bob Mascarpone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm preparing for.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm going to call a huddle.
Wait, your team?
No.
This team.
The Scream and Slice team. Sorry.
Okay.
Huddle! Huddle!
Since when is Tank allowed to call huddles?
I don't know, but he's going to keep screaming unless we go down.
All right, huddle up, everyone! Come on!
Yeah, I think we have no choice but to head to the table just again to stop the screaming.
Agreed.
Lottie, you hear a siren call.
I think Lottie probably would have been working in the kitchen, just goes outside okay. and joins the group.
Petra was saying to you, like, I've been working on the radio thing. I think I have it nailed down between towers 4 and 5.
Hot dog! Hot dog!
I think we're going to have to put a pin in this. I need to go.
Okay. All right. Amazing.
All right, guys. Thank you for answering the call. I called this huddle because I need a favor. I don't ask for much, but I've been presented an opportunity, and I need your help. This could lead to some really good stuff for me. Shahadi asked me to do this, and if I do it, he's going to train me. And also, like, he was really, really sad about it. I don't know about you guys, but when someone you know is really sad, I really want to help them. So could you help me help him?
Yes, this seems like a noble cause.
All right, good, because we're going to beat a guy up.
What?
Wait, what? That's the most words I've heard Tank put together at one time. And now you're asking me to commit violence?
I mean, you do commit violence.
I mean, I'm in, of course.
People every single day.
I was just asking a clarifying question. I'm always in, Tank.
Okay. Yeah, Tank, I was worried you were going to ask for something big.
So here's the kicker. The person we got to beat up is a federal agent. Connie, you remember that guy that we kind of bribed a little bit?
Jim Bob?
Yeah, that's the guy.
We need to beat up Jim Bob.
Yeah, rough him up real good.
For the team.
Yeah.
What does he have to do with Tickball? Why do we have to beat up a federal agent?
I don't know. He took our bribe.
That's a good point. We don't know the depth of his corruption.
I'm sorry, Tink, you know how to bribe someone?
I mean, it's really not that hard, right? You just give them something you want. It's like a negotiation.
I've seen it go poorly for you.
The visor is descending on Tink's head.
It's like a green, like, accountant
hat. Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's like any other sort of transaction. Again, never went to business school. But, you know, pretty low level. Just use a little leverage, right?
Well, yeah, it's just last time you got ripped off for those peanuts.
Okay.
Correction, he was bribed with peanuts.
Oh, I must have misunderstood that story.
We smash cut to the woman who sold her the peanuts. She's sitting on a pile of coins. She's cackling. She's richer than God. We cut back. Okay.
And a top hat and monocle descends.
Petra leans over. She's like, are you guys, like, working today?
Yes, in a minute.
Is anyone gonna work today?
I mean, technically, I don't work here, Petra.
I know, Tank.
What do you need, Petra?
Just, like, to do business at my shop. The status effect, Halbert is gone, is, like, you know, minus one hit point. Minus one hit point. Minus one hit point.
Yeah, let's move it to the back so I can at least try to prep a little bit.
As we get into the back, Tank pulls out a cork board, rolls it out from just a pile of trash, and then he pins the back of the paper placemat. All right, I've drawn up a plan. I've staked it out a little bit. All right, so he tends to spend a lot of his time at his work.
Wow.
Yeah.
The narrator cuts in. Tank. This is the kind of information that you spend an action on. So is this just like conjecture? You're just like, well, he loves to work.
Tank has done no prep. He's just like in his mind is like, this is what you would do if you were gonna rough someone up. It's like he has a job, so he has to be there.
Yeah, but Tank, his job is being a federal agent. There will be other federal agents at his job.
Yeah, but that's where we start, all right? Eventually, he has to leave. That's where we come in.
Your powers of deduction are breathtaking.
Thank you. I know. As soon as he leaves, we follow, all right? That's what these lines are here. He's going to stop eventually. That's where we get him. Foolproof.
You want to know?
Yeah.
I think foolproof sounds pretty good.
I mean, I think the logic is sound. We just sounds like we need some more reconnaissance.
No. I built the reconnaissance into the plan.
Tank, I know you brought your own red yarn, but that does not mean that you have created a plan. You've just posted a bunch of red yarn onto your corkboard.
But I also drew it in crayon.
And it's a beautiful rendering.
And it is a beautiful rendering. And now we cross into game mechanics. Now we will identify our approach and our crossing point. So the approach is like, are we stealthing? Are we coming in high status and trying to beat ass? Are we coming in low status and trying to sneak? We're going to choose load. We're going to choose the crossing point, which is when we snap into reality. And before all of that, you are welcome to info gather or acquire asset. And you do have some coin at your disposal if you want. What's the deal?
This seems like an espionage kind of tail and follow, and then...
It's probably a confront, right? Like, the main thing we're trying to do is beat up this guy. Mm-hmm. Tailing him comes before.
To clarify, we're not trying to kill him, just beat him up.
Correct.
Okay.
Send a message. What message? We don't know.
Well, see, that's also kind of funny that we're sent on this mission to beat this person up and we don't know why. Like,
well, you were told, like, tell him to back off. Like, that's all you know. But this is the kind of thing, you're info gatherer, so two of the immediate things that come to my mind are, like, following Jim Bob and getting to know his routine, but you could also try to investigate why this is happening at all. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever you want to do. So it feels like the crossing point is just when you actually confront him, right? Like, I mean, like, he's, like, in Middle Chip's area. Like, we're not worried about, like, getting to him. It's just sort of he's in the city and you can go to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, the actual confrontation. So that makes sense to me.
Because we're not confronting him in his work.
No, that would be a death sentence.
100% yeah, agree. So. But I'm saying, like, in my mind, like, if we went to Helica Federal, then Helica Federal would be the crossing point.
Yeah.
But if we're trying to find a way to find him alone outside of work mm-hmm. at Helica Federal, that makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's crossing point. How about we choose load? How much shit are we bringing? How conspicuous we're going to be? And this matters if you're trying to be stealthy at any point. I haven't really been punishing you for heavy load, but, like, it makes sense if you're, like, my mission to sneak and beat up a guy. It's, like, if you come in with, like, a, you know, fucking flak jacket and everything, like, you know.
Yeah, heavy load, we look like we're about to hurt someone. Like, we look armed to the teeth.
Probably going to be a light load for me. Question.
Mm-hmm.
If I stick on a fake mustache on top of my mask... does that count towards my load?
I mean, go wild, champ.
All right.
What is the mustache made of?
Great question.
No, it's just like a really, really hairy caterpillar, like a mutant caterpillar with like mammoth hair.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Every so often it's like moving around and you gotta... Cool. I'll give you that one for free, buddy.
Hell yeah. Right.
A mammoth caterpillar.
Tank incognito.
Wow.
I want to acquire an asset.
Ooh. Because
we have 3 coins still, I think.
I believe.
Let me check.
Yeah.
We have 3, yep.
Would it be worthwhile to get a gun?
Ooh.
Hmm. Is acquiring a gun, is that like... I know guns are really, really rare.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing. You actually have a gun right now. It's just that it's mounted on your skimmer.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So you could, like, spend your acquire asset on just, like, uncoupling it from the skimmer. The problem there is that then you have, like, a big fucking Gatling gun.
Yeah, that's,
like, you know,
that's a huge thing that would tear me apart before it hurt anyone else. Like,
yeah,
I can't
so, okay. So anyway, just putting that out there. Yes, that would be an acquire asset kind of thing. It's hard to get a gun. So, yes, you could get a gun. It's doable. It's just that would be an acquire asset.
Okay, we have more money than we've had in the past, and this seems like a very dangerous job. I think we should get a gun.
A gun? Those bring a lot of trouble.
They're also really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tank.
We already have a gun. We have the Gatling gun.
No, we need something I can carry. That thing... It's good on the skimmer, and, you know, we need that for its own purposes. We're confronting a federal agent. It's important that we can make him actually scared.
What if he has a gun, too, and he decides to shoot us first? I don't like this. I don't like this.
Well, if he has a gun and we don't have a gun, he can just shoot us.
Well, I guess that's fair.
Listen, the most important purpose of a gun isn't to fire, it's to not fire. It's a deterrent.
Well, I mean, I love that thought in theory, but I mean, so what if it was a play gun? What if it's like a, like, because real guns are expensive, but they make fake ones. A prop gun.
Maybe. A federal agent would be able to tell them apart, I would think.
I don't know. I just like to stick to knives. You know, I can control a little bit better. Guns, one thing, and they're dead.
So you like to kill up close?
Oh my god.
It just
That's
so
not
happened
my intention.
The camera, like, where Enla was standing was just perfectly framed by the mural of Shank the serial killer, like, in the background, and it looks like just this evil ghost, like, hovering over her.
Tank, that's not... That wasn't the goal.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was part of your MO.
Listen, yeah, normally things don't die. I just kind of, they survive for a little bit longer, or it's for food, but people, you can't take that back.
The camera swivels over to Lottie, and Lottie, you're kind of looking away, and you're remembering a time previously in your life, and you're remembering this sound, which is people screaming, people just like ragged, sawn off, jagged screams, people dying. You're remembering gunfire in the distance. You're remembering this crashing that set your whole body just shaking. You felt it through your whole spine. And you're remembering just bang, 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 just the bullets that they rained down on you that day.
Lottie is really put off by the idea of having one around. She feels like it just invites conflict with people who have them. I guess she's going to turn to Connie and say, look, Connie, these invite a lot of trouble. I've seen one gun turn into 10, into 20 very, very quickly. What do you really plan on doing with this?
We are safer with such a deterrent, especially against a federal agent, and who knows what kind of trouble a job like this could bring. We have the money right now. I can't imagine we'll ever have the money again.
But we already have the Giddy Girls on our asses, and you now want to have a gun? Once people find out that we've done both, then we elevate to a different level.
Just want to point out, Giddy Girls have guns.
Yeah, and still beat them with that one.
Connie, I have a proposal. If we own this, and we bring it out on a job, every time, we all have to agree to bring it. I know you keep things concealed on your person, but you can't do it with this one from us.
I think that's fair.
Then I'm okay with it.
Any other objections? I say with venom.
Y'all just kind of awkwardly look at each other.
Okay. I'm going to spend whatever coin is necessary to acquire a gun.
Okay. You need to buy one coin for gun and you need to buy one coin for bullets. Because I don't want you to just like have a gun forever. Like this needs to be a...
No, that's a really cool way of doing it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
How many bullets are there?
Doesn't matter. It's just sort of like one story moment's worth of fight, you know? Like, it's a narrative amount of bullets. Yeah. So.
No, I really love that.
I like that. It's like, spend one coin to be stronger in a fight.
Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, you have, like, I think that the skimmer you stole had ammo on it, but it had one coin worth of ammo. Like, you have one fight of skimmer ammo, and it's a different type than,
yeah,
like, a handgun.
Yeah, it's a different caliber.
Yeah, so that's going to be two coin to acquire a gun and ammo?
Yep. The scene, it's Connie walking. It's, I drew you with cool shoes. You've got cool shoes. I don't know. It's cool shoes. A little splashing through juice puddle, hot day, that red sun. You're going down an alley. Who are you meeting? What do they look like?
So I'm going to meet, Big Ed at the Capsule Motel, to do a clandestine little gun sale.
Cool. Okay, so you rock up to a Capsule Motel. This place is dope. It's made out of old missile casings. Like, every little capsule that you can sleep in is an old missile. It just barely fits a body. So you rock up there. This is a Panzer stronghold, the faction. They are pretty well known for arms dealing, so you come in confident. You have to be waved in through security. They've got, like, the metal fences on the front. You see a big, bald dude nods at you, just...
Listen, I just need something for self-defense. I think you understand.
Yeah. What are you looking for? You had to say in an adjective.
Scary.
All right. We have the cool smash cut of, like, coin exchanging hands, gun sliding across thing. What does it look like? What's your gun look like?
Can I make it a sawn-off?
Fuck yeah! Ooh.
So I think it's a sawn-off shotgun. It looks... messy. I think it's made of, like, mainly metal, but all of the parts that you would sort of associate with wood on a sawed-off shotgun are, like, fiberglass. Yeah, I think it's a double-barrel, scary-looking thing.
Okay. You feel it in your hands, you hold it up, you feel it in the grip, he tells you a few things about it, and you're holding this sawn-off. How's it feel?
It feels heavier than I thought it would. I don't think I've ever wielded a gun before. And I'm doing the thing, the taxi driver thing of, like, trying to draw quickly, you know?
You're, like, doing this in the lobby, and Big Ed is watching you, and he's just, like, looking at you, and you're like,
Yeah, but yeah. I am, this thing does look amply scary. Like,
yes.
It has two giant barrels where if you're looking down those barrels, like, you know, you're gonna die.
I think it's that yellow plastic where it's, like... Like, you know those old Game Boys that were transparent?
Mm.
It's like a nasty yellow see-through plastic, and you're like, ooh. Yes.
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah. Connie has acquired shotgun. All right, everybody tell me your load. It sounds like you said light?
Light.
Okay. Light.
Light?
Light.
Light.
Okay. I think that your gun is one load. All right. Engagement roll. not Natalie.
Okay. What advantages or disadvantages do we have?
I'm going to say disadvantage that you did no research whatsoever on Jim Bob. So whatever it is, minus one.
He is familiar with some of our faces.
True.
But not mine, because I'm wearing a mustache.
I have a big blue mark of contrition. I can't disguise myself.
I also love the idea that Tank probably tried to convince all of us to wear a mustache. Even if he hasn't seen some of us before.
Yeah, are you guys taking pains to disguise yourself at all? Or we're just going in whatever style?
I'm picturing Tank with a handful of caterpillars like, guys.
Come on. Like, we got to disguise ourselves a little bit. I couldn't get Michael Myers masks. or masks of dead presidents.
I'm not putting that on my face.
I'll just put my hood up.
Okay.
Yeah, like
whatever.
Like Connie said.
Cool. No. Yeah.
Hey, that's, Tank, that's sweet. If it's any consolation, you can put the remaining caterpillars as your eyebrows.
You know, Connie, I always liked you.
This is why we have trust with each other.
Eyebrows engaged.
I'll take one, Tank.
Oh, yeah, there's one left over.
And Lottie takes the caterpillar, and instead of wearing it, it goes up to the garden.
Aww. It crumples happily into this dirt. It's great. So, engagement roll. I'm going to give you double disadvantage. So you're going to roll three and take the lowest.
I really can't think of anything good for this mission.
I know, I can't think of any reason.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah. Did you one?
I got a one.
Okay, pretty cool, pretty normal. All right, so we're going to start a clock that is called Intimidate Jim Bob. This is a 6-segment clock. It is starting at 0. We're also going to start another clock, which is unknown to you. It is at 3 out of 4 ticks.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
another
no.
Unknown clock?
Yep.
We have a few of those guys.
So, I will let you guys set the scene. What time of day do you want to go? Where do you want to meet him? What do you want to do?
We're probably doing this at night under the cover of darkness. The thing about doing it at night is there's not as many people around, so a pack of 4 people following him, he notices. So,
what happens is this. Sun's coming down, blood red, glitter in the air. Connie, you got violence in your heart. Are you concealing the gun, or are you just walking around with it?
Oh, 100% concealing it.
Okay. How's that going for you?
I do have a big flowy robe, but, you know, it's a scary piece of kit, so I think, like, it's still a little bit suspicious because I got my hand on it the whole time.
Yeah. Real weird guy energy, just walking around like, carrying my big thing under my big clothes. Yeah, here we go. Sundown, people walking around, streets of Helica. It is middle chips. This is a little bit upscale of where y'all are. There's, like, nice food here. There's good groceries. There's an antibiotics refinery nearby. And there is the Helica Federal Building. So the Helica Federal Building has been here for a long time. It's been here since before Helica got cut off from the rest of the universe. And so this building is pretty fortified. It's pretty set up. It was actually built to withstand trash impact. So it's just this huge squat triangle. Looks like pure concrete. Looks like it could sustain a direct strike. So even just like approaching, like there's this huge shadow that's being cast as the sun is coming down over the chips. You see lights in the windows, people in the office building. Again, there's not a lot of these people. Like Helica Federal is under 100 people that work in an office building, but they have made it through some shit. And today you're coming for a federal agent. So it's around closing time. It's like 5 p.m. You see people walking out. You are loitering across the street. Are you all trying to act casual, just waiting for him, or what are you doing?
Tank is just sitting in a cafe across the street, like a corner kind of down the street a little bit, I guess, reading a newspaper and drinking like a little macchiato.
That's beautiful, yeah.
But he's vigilant. But
inconspicuous with his giant caterpillar mustache and eyebrows.
Your eyebrows are like wandering away. You look pretty surprised right now. sort of no matter what. Are y'all posted up with Tank at the cafe, or are you spread out a little, or what's the move?
I think we are spread out. Mm-hmm. We're not pros at tailing people, but we know that much.
Okay, yeah. Lottie has a newspaper and there's two eye holes cut out.
I love that. I think I might actually just be sitting with Tank, and I'm like trying to talk to him to like be inconspicuous, and he's just like not engaging.
Two sentences of this inconspicuous dialogue.
So yeah, the other day I went to that, you know, a tea party I go to, right? Mm-hmm. And this one lady there was just, she wouldn't, and Lottie just starts like going off into like three different like layers of gossip that just go in one of Tank's ear and out the other.
Yeah, it is cold out. You're right. It's unseasonably cold right now.
Tank, I'm not talking about the weather. I was calling her attitude cold.
Oh, yeah. She's a real bitch.
We cut away. We see the doors swing open on the federal building. We see Jim Bob Marscapone. People have been coming in and out, but this is the one the camera zooms in on. Hell yeah. And we see that he is a squat little guy. He is ripped as fuck. He's like surprisingly ripped in a way that is spooky to you. He's pretty trim. He's got like a windbreaker on. He has one of the backpack style rebreathers, same as Lottie actually. So old school, looks big and reliable. He's also flanked by a security officer. Looks like another Contigo person. So they're chatting as they leave. You can't quite tell if she's on duty or if they're buddies. They are going to walk down the street. They are walking. They are walking and they're walking. So you guys, I'm presuming, are following.
Yeah, and Liz on the roof.
Ooh.
Of like the buildings nearby and is kind of following from above.
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah, she's good at parkour.
Parkour in the shadows. I got a parkour somewhere.
I'm so glad you said that. I was going to suggest it if you didn't.
Tank is going to whisper into his wrist. He's going to say, "The target is Oscar Mike." Over. And there's nothing on his wrist. It's just... it's what he's seen in movies.
Who is going to make a move here? How long are you going to follow them?
The plan is to follow him until he gets home, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are following. A lot of people in the streets. Streets are thinning out as you're going. You are disappearing into a residential area. So residences in the Middle Chips are nicer. They're a little bit nicer than where y'all are living with no ventilation and like no real buildings. You see that Jim Bob and his buddy, they like are chatting, they split up, and he starts walking on his own. A lot of these buildings here are made out of shipping containers, just big plastic or metal containers that were maybe shattered on impact, but they've been patched together. And a lot of them have air vents and stuff. Like, these have been pretty well set up. He is walking. So who fucks up? Because you rolled a 1 on your engagement roll. Who is
That's
following?
That's me.
With the three caterpillars on your face? Really?
Yeah.
Tank is, like, walking behind him, but, like, reading his newspaper to, like, hide his face. But he doesn't realize, since he's got it up over his face, he doesn't see Jim Bob stop. And he just, like, walks straight into him. And he lowers the newspaper, and the caterpillars have all, like, moved around. He looks crazy and suspicious.
Jim Bob looks at you and is not immediately like assuming that you're here to beat his ass, and so he's just like, "Sorry, man."
Sorry. No, that's my bad. My bad.
Yeah, Bosman, right?
Oh, no.
No. Really cool. He cocks an eyebrow. His rebreather, you can still see his eyes and his eyebrows, and he's like, "All right, take it easy." Keeps walking. His building is pretty close by.
Oh, wait, no, you're right. That is my name. Do you got a second?
He turns. Yeah.
I'm going to make a hand gesture to the team.
Okay, describe the hand signal.
It's like...
For the listeners at home, imagine a beautiful elk's antlers erupting from Tank's head.
It's not discreet at all.
Guys, you see the signal. What do you do?
I like throw my hood off and charge towards Jim Bob because I think I know what that. I mean, that signal means attack, right?
Okay.
Yeah, Inla jumps down from whatever roof she's on and just kind of like does a flip in the air and then lands.
This sounds like a group intimidation roll to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if Lottie's participating in this. She's not particularly intimidating.
Lottie's just like walking at a reasonable pace, like pretty far back.
I think as soon as Tank did that and she saw stuff start to go down, she probably posted up like, like on the corner of the block or something like that, like keeping an eye out.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah.
There isn't intimidation as any of our things.
Okay. So, yeah, there's command.
Yeah. Yeah, I would call it command, something like that.
I'm not good at command, but it's a group action, so yay.
Yeah.
So the three of you can combine on that if you want.
Oh, Jesus.
Four.
I got a one.
And I got a three, so we do succeed.
But I take
two stress.
Two stress.
Okay. So you succeed with complications. So what does the success look like?
I'm going to stand up a little straighter, really show off my size. He's big, but he's squat, right?
Yeah. He's and like I'm powerfully built, but he's not as tall as you for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. And I'm pretty big myself. I'm kind of going to look down at him and look, you need to back off. Enla, now.
Ha! And I just like pump fake with my knives in my hands.
Nice.
Just to scare him a little bit.
Okay. He activates his blast shield. He whacks something on the side of his backpack. And like you guys are, like you just immediately are thrust backwards by this wave of concussive sound, or you don't know what it is. Lottie, you would know. You saw these back in the day because they are old school riot gear. So these things immediately like hurl you backwards. Jim Bob is going to turn and try to sprint out of there. So he is running. He's now just sprinting out of there. That's a complication. So the intimidate Jim Bob, I will say with your success, we're going to call that two ticks. So you did get that. However, now he is on his way. What are we up to?
Since Lottie was further away, I don't know if she was hit by that.
You were not. Yeah, no. This didn't cause damage now, but I think it's one of these deals, like if you stay around it long term, it'll burst your eardrums kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like an ongoing thing coming from him right now?
Yeah, it's like, like it's like a 5-foot radius around him.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, the first thing Thaddeus is going to do is going to run over to her teammates who got like flung and just help them up and get them chasing after him.
Yeah. You can see this haze around him as he's disappearing and, you know, it just brings you back. Old school technology.
I'm going to say to the group as I'm getting them up, like, he's running away. We got to hurry, but you got to be careful with that thing. That could blow your eardrums.
And then jumps back up. Is a little shaken because she was not expecting that. and she starts running after Jim Bob.
Okay. Do you want to attack him physically? What do you want to do?
I want to try to get ahead of him. So like parkour up the side of a wall and like a jump to be where I'm like kind of cut him off.
Would you call this another intimidation kind of command thing? Or is this a physical act against him? Or is this a like, I'm going to look cool and in control here, you know?
I think it's more of like a hurting situation. Just making sure that he doesn't get anywhere.
Okay. I'd call that a command roll.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'd call it a risky standard.
And it's a double one again. I'm not rolling these anymore. They're going to dice jail. I got double ones last time, too.
Damn. There's a bad thing that's about to happen here. You can resist if you would like. Yeah. Oh,
shit. I'd like to resist.
So give me a resolve.
2 6s and a 4.
That's... Damn.
You can't crit.
Yeah.
but you don't take any stress.
I don't take any stress. Yay!
Okay, so out of the corner of your eye, like, you do this incredible little parkour move, just bonk, bonk, cut him off where he's running. He backs off with his hands up, but his blast shield is still going. And, like, you feel like a prickle in the back of your spine. There's some movement in another alleyway, and you're like, that's what happens on your turn. Mm-hmm. Where would you like to send the action?
I want to send it to Tank.
Tank is going to pull a vial out of his pocket.
Oh.
It is Howler mixed with juice, and he's going to down it.
Shit, baby, hell yeah. All right, so you're going to take a bonus dice on your next action. You're also, any ones that are rolled, even if they're not your lowest result, will incur a juice burn, and you get to do some fun roleplay. So please select your juice card.
This is the second of shine, McTwist. verbs are sliding, pivoting, balancing. The grist is copper wire, wishbone, ball joint, and corkscrew.
Fuck yeah. We love McTwists.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you want to do with that? You have now activated the juice. What is your move? Are you going to intimidate again, or what are you...
I'm going to go and I'm going to try to catch up to him and grapple him.
Okay. Yeah. Fight, right? Gotta be fight, bro.
Gotta be fight, right?
Okay, you get your plus one bonus on that.
Okay.
And remember, y'all can always do flashbacks. You can do group actions. And flashbacks can be used just for info gather kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's a 6.
Hell yeah. Perfect success. What does it look like when you grapple the shit out of this guy?
I'm gonna, like, jump and kind of flip over him, but also, like, RKO him at the same time.
You do the standing jump that gymnasts do, where it's like you need to be on kind of a bouncy thing to even accomplish that, but you're just on the ground.
I flip like a bunch in the air and then just like come down and RKO.
Your eyes are crackling with like green energy. Like you feel fucking good. This is a good card pull. You got him grappled. Like he slams into the ground, and I think on a 6, like you're feeling the concussive force, and it's just not bothering you. Like you're letting it wash over you, and it's the same pitch as like the blood thrumming in your ears.
Oh, hold
you're
on.
Like,
yeah. Can I actually? I'll use a thing to make it. I think I'm gonna use my trust with Tank to protect him from the concussive. What's it called? The riot shield.
Ooh.
So I think while Tank is grappling this person, I'll try to like sneakily get in there. And there was like an external switch.
Yes.
That I'm sure I saw. Mm-hmm. So I just shut it off.
You got to roll for that, right? And I'm gonna call it a desperate standard, actually.
Yeah.
That's a 4.
Alrighty. Okay. So. You just deftly just dunk, hit it on the side, blast shield powers down. You see Jim Bob like cry out. He's worried. This was his move, right? Honey, you're gonna take a level 2 harm right now, unless you resist.
That I think I would want to resist.
Good move.
Prowess?
Yes.
And this is a consequence of the luck running out, or the clock.
Yes,
out,
this
right?
is the clock hitting 4, yeah, which we will
yeah,
see.
Yeah, the consequence I didn't resist was the clock hitting 4. The consequence I am resisting is...
Level 2 harm.
Level 2 harm. Great.
Just had to clarify that, because you resist, you didn't resist, and then you're resisting. Yeah.
Yes. Prowess resistance roll.
Oh! That's a 6.
Okay!
Yes! No stress. No stress on this mission,
let's
baby.
Let's go!
So, Lottie, what you see from behind is this crazy... Okay, the sequence of events is crazy, beautiful move from Tank rippling through the air. Thing of beauty. Body in motion. Incredible. Slams right down into Jim Bob. Jim Bob cries out. Connie dodges in. I'm picturing like a knee slide where you just like come right in. Perfectly hit the switch on the side. Blast shield powers down. Nobody takes harm. And then from the side, you see a figure in all black swing a baseball bat at Connie's head. And because of just the twist of fate, Connie leaned forward and just whew, right overhead. And Lottie, you see 3 people in black flak armor. They are holding guns. They are holding batons. They are ready to fucking rumble. You see that the biggest one of them, he has a brand on his face. It's Wings, and you go, oh fuck, this is Johnny Law.
You're listening to a Hypergallant production. If you like what you heard, leave us a rate and review. Check out our website at hypergallant.com. Thank you to The Drin, The Serfs, Crime of Passing, Harvard's Again, and our own Rabbit Sullivan for the use of their music. Thank you to Morgan Davey, Malcolm Craig, and Gregor Hutton for the use of their game, Ace Tape.
We've got quite a manic energy today. Yeah. I mean, I love it.